The status of Obamacare health insurance during this pandemic. I'm David Brancaccio, head of the official jobs report due Friday. The payroll company ADP's count is out this morning, and while it did reflect a drop, millions more are expected to fall off payrolls in the months to come. The ADP report today showed payrolls down by just 27,000 people. One would have thought it would be lower. Let's consult Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
You would have thought that, but the number stopped measuring as of March 12th. So it really didn't incorporate all that we felt during the month.
So what are you looking at? More broader picture forecasts of things to come? I mean, there was one prediction from the Federal Reserve of St. Louis that we could end up having a 32% unemployment rate in America over these next months.
You know, we are going to see a much bigger number going forward, but it's important to remember that hopefully that number is only temporary. The administration has put a lot of things in place that should allow businesses to help keep their workers and bring them back as soon as they can. I think another important point here is that the number that we did see, even though not that bad yet, was a really reflective of small businesses. Small businesses were the first to feel the pressure and the first to react. So many of those jobs that weren't offered and that were lost were those from small businesses. And those are the businesses we're trying to support.
Susan Schmidt, she's head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors Chicago office. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, in a few minutes, we'll get a fresh reading on U.S. factory activity in the midst of pandemic. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
The so-called Purchasing Managers Index will reflect factory shutdowns in much of the country. More than 30 states have told residents to stay home. Jim Keane is CEO of Michigan-based Steelcase, the world's largest maker of office furniture by revenue.
About a week ago, our factory in Michigan had to shut down because of the local state order. We continue to make product in Alabama. Our California plants that have shut down, our Texas plants are also facing local restrictions.
In the last couple of weeks, regional numbers for manufacturing in New York and Texas and Philadelphia have plummeted. But the national picture? At High Frequency Economics, Rubila Faruqi says in these crazy days, there is no picture yet.
We have no point of reference. You know, I'm forecasting everything, but I have much less confidence in all the estimates I'm putting out there. You know, we haven't been in a situation like this.
She says it'll take 3 to 6 months to understand the pain in the factory economy. Still, manufacturing may be doing better than the services sector, now flat on its back. Karen Harris runs the Macro Trends Group at Bain & Company.
Industrial companies are generally not on the front lines of the localized disruptions compared to high-touch consumer businesses like hotels and retail.
To her, the silver lining is how American factories are showing flexibility in crisis. Car makers, for instance, will start to produce ventilators for hospitals. And already, business is changing at Steelcase. CEO Jim Keane says customers want office equipment with more safety and distance barriers and video chat-friendly design.
As we come out of this crisis, we will emerge into a new normal where people will have different sensibilities about infection control and so on. And that'll affect the way we live. It'll affect the way we work.
To him, it's like post-9/11. Life will be different and factories will adjust. At least those that survive the shakeout. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Was anyone buying cars and trucks in the month just ended? March sales figures are due later this morning. Meanwhile, Ford says it will not reopen its plants on April 14th as planned, with no new date set. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
With large sections of the country under stay-at-home orders and people feeling concerned about their jobs, it is not surprising to see auto sales numbers drop, says Kristen Gijek from the Center for Automotive Research.
The automobile is one of the single most expensive consumer purchases people make. When you can't leave your house, it's very difficult to do that.
It's not just the drop in demand. Automakers have also been forced to close their factories.
Automakers do not make money unless they're making cars.
When the factories are reopened, it could take until the third or fourth quarter of this year for sales to fully recover, says Michael Dunn at ZOZOGO, an Asian car market consultancy. In China, he saw sales fall 80% in February and 50% in March, so not exactly a fast recovery yet.
The key obstacle at this point is not production, but rather consumer appetite for that new car.
Some shoppers may be poised to make purchases they had already planned, he says. But how car buyers feel when they can get back out to dealers really depends on how long this situation lasts. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
The Trump administration has decided it's not going to reopen enrollment in the Affordable Care Act health insurance exchanges. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. Typically, you can't sign up for health care any old time of year.
Exactly. And the exchanges are online marketplaces where you can buy insurance. There's an enrollment period once a year, usually from the beginning of November to mid-December. Now, you can enroll in the Obamacare exchanges outside of that window if you lose your job, but Sabrina Corlett with Georgetown University's Center on Health Insurance Reforms points out that's only if you had insurance through your job.
However, if you're uninsured and if you did not have insurance through your job, you won't qualify, even if you've lost your job. The trigger is whether you've lost your insurance coverage.
Two-thirds of states allow the federal government to operate their Obamacare exchanges. There are 12 states, plus the District of Columbia, that run their own. Corlett says all but one of them have established a special enrollment period now because of the coronavirus crisis. But the majority of states can't do that.
What about other alternatives, perhaps, available to people?
Well, the Trump administration is exploring other options, according to Politico, and we should say Politico first reported this, but it's not clear what those options are.
Nancy, thank you. During the coronavirus quarter that just ended, the price of crude oil fell nearly 70%, 7-0. Demand is way down in Saudi Arabia, and other producers have chosen to keep pumping, with oil down near $20 a barrel today. U.S. domestic producers are getting hit hard. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Executives from two Texas oil companies sent a letter to state regulators this week asking for an emergency meeting to consider reducing oil production. It would be the first such hearing in 50 years. COVID-19 has limited demand, but the other part of the problem is rising supply. Producers have become more efficient. The Energy Information Administration says each well in West Texas's Permian Basin produces about four times more oil as 5 years ago. State regulators warn that tens of thousands of Texans in the oil industry are already being laid off across the state. Oil field services provider Halliburton furloughed about 3,500 employees in Houston a couple of weeks ago. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.